Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
We are in the best time in modern history for the Republican Party. The best time in modern history for the conservative movement is, let me tell you, even hardcore leftists are finally waking up and going, you know what? These people over here are crazy on the left. Tech billionaires losing their minds going, whoa, what did we do here? College professors going, what in the world have we created? Business leaders who succumb to woke or waking up from woke, and I could go on. Folks, Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, dropping truth bombs all over the place. Don't worry about it. It's spreading. 844-551-8255, the Kevin Jackson Network. I'm going to talk about some of these billionaires. We've touched on them. Chamath P., whatever his name is, I touched on him. It's bigger than that. Elon Musk, he might be the biggest driver in changing politics outside of being a politician. I mean, he reminds me of Trump when Trump used to come on and talk about, look, this is crazy. Why are we doing, you know, he would give his commentary as a billionaire, as a person who had achieved the American dream, saying, this is getting crazy. We can't do this. This is not sustainable. Nobody paid attention. Then he ran for president. Elon Musk can buy and sell Trump many times over. He's now getting into the fray. Twitter has changed. This is a guy that goes, you know what? It's only money. So what? I spent $44 billion. I overspent for that piece of crap. What did I do? I'm changing politics. This guy next to Trump may have the biggest voice in politics ever. Elon Musk is more listened to than Joe Biden. Let me ask you, who do you think the average person across the board, Democrat, Republican, Independent, 8 to 80, blind, crippled, or crazy, who do you think they would rather spend, have dinner with? Elon Musk or Joe Biden? Exactly. You know the answer. Elon Musk. Yes, that same question of Trump, I think you get a toss-up. Even though there are a lot of people that would pick Musk over Trump, I'll admit it. But a lot of people would go, oh, no, Donald Trump. Even though Elon Musk can buy and sell him many times, doesn't matter. Trump still has that appeal. Joe Biden, how many people, what do you think percentage-wise? Seriously, give me a tweet or something. Send me a note on Facebook or Twitter or X. What do you think, what percentage of people would choose Joe Biden over Elon Musk? I'm telling you right now, my hand is up. I would go Elon Musk in a New York minute. You could ask me that 100 times. I would tell you 100 out of 100. I'd rather go to dinner with Elon Musk. That's the state we are in this country. When Trump was president, are you kidding? As good of a, as amazing as Elon Musk proves to be, Trump, that's the answer. May still very well be. I don't know. But here's what I do know. There's no better time to be a conservative, no better time to be a true Republican, Republican. You know what I'm trying to say? No better time. Because we have the Democrats backpedaling, man. We're punching at them. They're backing up, but we're still hitting them with body punches. Pop, 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 pop. They can't even throw any punches at us. They got kiss of death for them right now. And you know the biggest issue that's a kiss of death for the Democrats? I don't know if you're going to go with me on this, but I think it is the border. I felt like Kramer. The border. The border is a big issue on Seinfeld. Anyway, the border, it is a big issue because it feeds all these other problems, and it's the glaring issue that talks about sex trafficking, human trafficking, terrorism across the border. It's eating up all of our resources. It's eating up our resources in education, in the medical system, the legal system. People in jail, these people committing crimes, it's exacerbating every cancer that is in America. And the leftists want to play it off. But they can't when it impacts them. They got 100,000 immigrants that have infiltrated New York. New York City, a city of 9 million people. They got 100,000 new people. And we can't sustain it, man. What are we going to do? The immigration debate is one of the ones that is going to absolutely destroy the Democrats. Then you add on top of that this morass that the people are in right now. Inability to pay their bills, Bidenflation crushing them across the board. This is absolutely destroying the Democratic Party. And it's time for us to pile on. I joking say, you know, you're not supposed to pile on. Are you kidding me? Man, I'm piling on and throwing elbows like it's all-star wrestling or something. I'm piling on, baby. I'm jumping in. And there's the Democrats at the bottom going, get off of me, get off of me, get off. No, I'm not getting up. They deserve it. They deserve everything they get. And more, and then some, right? Look, these are people that they wake up in the morning looking for ways to write you out of the picture, to destroy you. You know it. You might not want to admit it because, you know, thinking about somebody that intentionally wanting to do something to you, that happens, it makes you sort of question, well, am I being mean? Am I really as bad? I actually had a phone call with a friend of mine. He wanted me to talk to her daughter. And he said, Kevin, my daughter did an assignment and she feels guilt. She's a teacher. She's in her 20s. My buddy's in his 40s. Oh, well, he's probably in his 50s. And he's like, she did an assignment and she's wondering, you know, it has her questioning, is she doing the right thing? And he goes, is it okay if you talk to her? I said, sure. So he had her on the phone. And I told her, I said, it was about her whiteness and all that. And they're teaching these teachers. They say, you have to find your guilt. If you don't see it, then you need to search harder. I told her, complete nonsense. Don't believe it for a second. His name is Jerry. I said, don't. And so anyway, I talked to her for about 5 minutes, 7 minutes. And she was so thankful and so grateful. I said, what? You're going to be apologizing for stuff that somebody did years ago? Forget about it. Don't do it. And he called. He says, man, that was the best thing you could have done for me, bro. Well, it is. Well, it's the best thing I can do for you is to let you know we have nothing to apologize for as conservatives. Great show for you. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, folks. Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about the battle of ideas. Do you feel like a loser? Well, if you do, it's time to change the way you think. But it's almost impossible to do that when you're bombarded with negativity. And the people who claim to represent you seem to always side against you. Well, you can do something different. And it's already begun. The Kevin Jackson Network showcases the real America. We blend pop culture and entertainment to bring you the good news about America. And that good news is you. Visit our website, read our articles, watch our videos, continue listening to this show, and spread the message to others. Check out our merch. And if you're really inspired, make a financial gift. Help us continue to spread a message of inspiration and hope. You are important to us. You're important to the country. You're important to the world. So please visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com and make a difference. Hey, folks. Kevin Jackson here, founder of the Kevin Jackson Network. Everything that we do in this organization is God-inspired. And I say often, it's all God's plan, because it is. Our merch didn't reflect that message, however. But I got the message, and we retooled things. And as with everything that we do at the Kevin Jackson Network, we wish to inspire and empower. So now we've created merch that showcases the things that create passion. Merchandise that captures the American spirit. Come see our unique products at the Kevin Jackson Network, items that you can't get anywhere else. And we will be adding products routinely, products with messages sure to be seen. Our merch is our message. Are you willing to help us share our message with others? The world is changing, and it's up to us to inspire. Showcase who you are with our products. Visit shop.thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
You got to be able to get through the noise. The noise today is the Democrats. Why are the Democrats sounding so many alarm bells on Joe Biden? Isn't he dreamy? I mean, his youth and his vigor? Isn't he the most popular man ever elected in the history of America? And oh, by the way, aren't his policies really just the talk of the town? At least in the eyes of the Democrats. I mean, Joe Biden can do no wrong. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Of course, mocking the idea of Democrats. And, oh, Joe Biden, he's so dreamy. He's doing such amazing stuff. If he is, why is it that every time I turn around, I see something negative? And you know what else? When you see something negative, you see somebody spinning it. I said earlier in the very first part of this broadcast today, the Republicans couldn't be in better position if you planned it this way. Kevin Jackson, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So, I want to play a couple of clips. One is
The View, and this is Ana Navarro, and she calls herself a Republican. She's not. But she's telling, I mean, I'm going to let you listen to it, and you tell me if you hear anything that would make you think that Joe Biden is just the most amazing president ever.
There's going to be a choice between Joe Biden and Donald Trump. You know, Axelrod says, this is the last time. No, actually, that ship has sailed. The deadline to get on the ballot for Nevada was 2 weeks ago. Yeah. There are deadlines that you need to meet in order to be on the ballot, and those deadlines are passing or gone. And so this, I think Democrats need to stop fretting, need to stop looking at this as a warning, and look at it as a wake-up call to organize, to mobilize, to register people, to talk about the accomplishments of this administration. If you want to beat Donald Trump, stop clutching your pearls and get to work.
Stop clutching your pearls. Yeah, at the cocktail party. I'm going to tell you, did you see the desperation? First of all, she's saying the Democrats who want to get registered to run against Biden, you're too late. You had to declare in all these different states. You haven't done it. So how are you going to win? The deadlines are passed. But here's what gets me. They need a wake-up call. She says we need to organize. We need to mobilize. We need to register people. Hard to believe that a guy who got 81 million votes needs to organize, mobilize, and register people. Isn't he the most amazing guy ever? We have a clip. I think it's Newsom, and same thing. Let me put it this way. I would love for somebody, leftists, if you're out there, and I know you are, I know you listen, call the show, let me know what it is out there that you want to hang your hat on with Joe Biden. You want to hang it on his inflation numbers? You want to hang it on his job creation? Because it's all been debunked. You want to hang... Gavin Newsom always talked, well, he took $1 trillion off the deficit. No, he didn't. He took $1 trillion off of a deficit that was $2.5 trillion higher. He brought back jobs that were already there pre-COVID. This man hasn't created anything. He hasn't reduced the deficit. He hasn't made America safer. None of the things that these clowns talk about is legit. But they say it like, oh, he's so great, he's so great. Okay, if he is, you control polling. Leftists are the biggest poll takers on the planet. Why is it that Joe Biden's at 37% approval? You know what? The shocker is that he's at 37, because it's probably closer to 13%. Why are you begging? Policies are amazing, right? Aren't you loving this inflation? Aren't you loving the crime rate in all these major cities? Aren't you loving this border invasion that we're having? Aren't you loving the price of your fuels, particularly going into the winter? Aren't you just loving you some Joe Biden? Woo! I can hardly give myself some more. Can't wait. Said nobody in this country. A wake-up call. Let me tell you what Ana Navarro is talking about. She's talking about the idea that people are finally abandoning, I mean publicly abandoning Joe Biden. And she's saying they need to wake up. They need to see what we see. You want to know what we see? We see people who are so desperate to get rid of Donald Trump on ideological basis, not based on actual performance. They just want to get rid of him because they can't lose. They cannot be made to be the buffoons of politics, because that's what they are. So they got to get after, oh, it's your fault. Donald Trump is bad. I mean, have you ever been so dogmatic, so wrong about something? And when somebody tells you you're right, you just say, I don't care. On principle, I'm sticking with it. I don't care what you think. It may have happened to me when I was a child. But once I became an adult, once I learned I was wrong, I was okay to move over. I was okay to say, you know what, you changed my mind. That's not what happens with the Democrats. They dig in. They burrow in even tighter. They cling on to the lie. And the reason is they don't have the mental maturity, the emotional quotient, to just admit we were wrong. They are being abandoned. You look at any poll you want. There's dozens of them out there. Look at any poll, and you know what you're going to find, particularly if that poll is legit. Even if that poll is leaning towards the Democrats, I'm talking about it's weighted that way, it'll still favor Donald Trump. People are tired of what they've seen by these Democrats. I want to play. Do we have time to play this other clip? The other clip's a little longer than we have left in this segment, so I'm going to wait. I'll play it coming in. But what I will tell you is the Democrats are doing a couple things. One, they're making excuses for Joe Biden. And you heard it. Get out there. Organize. Do it. What game plan are you do you not have? You've got a sitting president who's got a staff in place. What game plan do you need? I mean, please tell me, what does he got to do? He's already got the apparatus in place. His fundraising should be there. His ground team should be there. If he's truly going to run for re-election, what do you need to do? Apparently a lot. So there's that. And then the second thing Democrats want to do is they want to tell you how bad you've got it. Oh, look at you. You've only got Donald Trump. And what's he got? Well, one of the best track records as a president ever. A guy who's willing to go to bat for the American people. The stickiest group of people in politics. I'm talking about since Ronald Reagan. What's he got? Please tell me what he doesn't have. People are waking up to it, too. When we come back, we'll play that really quick.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel is willing to consider a brief pause in the fighting with Hamas, but he is rejecting calls for a ceasefire. Ohio voters yesterday overwhelmingly approved a ballot referendum that adds a new right to reproductive freedom, including unlimited abortion, to the state constitution. The Supreme Court will decide whether individuals under protective orders can retain their firearms. An appeals court sided with a woman's ex-boyfriend, asserting that gun bans infringe on the Second Amendment. The White House downplaying recent polls that indicate President Biden is behind Donald Trump in crucial battleground states. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says take those polls with a grain of salt. Corey Myers, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Democrats act like they have it all together, and it's fun to watch them because it's the farthest thing from reality. And so when they don't have it all together, what they try to do is they got to stir up something inside of the Republican Party. Because, yeah, we got the problem. Despite the polls. I don't know if you looked at the polls, but our problem is that Donald Trump is leading Joe Biden in legitimate polls. He's leading him. And I'm talking about polls that are skewed to the left. Donald Trump is kicking Joe Biden's butt in battleground states and everywhere else. And what's funny to me is that they're surprised. Why do you think Donald Trump is polling at the same amount as Joe Biden? On what poll? Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I asked this question earlier. Why are the Democrats sounding so many alarm bells on Joe Biden? He's dreamy. He's got youth and vigor. He's the most popular man ever. I mean, isn't he going to be the next Dos Equis guys? Or Dos Equis guy? The choice between Donald Trump and Joe Biden couldn't be more clear. Couldn't be more, I mean, are you kidding? Two different spectrums of things. And this is what scares the Democrats out of, I mean, they're beside themselves. But I want to play this clip because this is Sarah Haynes on The View. And she's trying to tell us, hey, listen, don't worry about the Democrats. Look at what the Republicans' problems are.
Disclaimers about polls in general, I do think these numbers were really echoing what we've been hearing lately of people saying they had concerns of certain things. I see it more as a campaign strategy because I think the privilege of another candidate is just not there. When they talk about Biden stepping down, what's the next choice? Where do you go from there? Because now you talk about Vice President Harris, who is polling, if we go with the polling, even worse, but you can't step over her. So what are you doing in this one-year runway? But the biggest thing for me that I saw that shocked me was not Trump versus Biden. It was Trump versus Haley, because the numbers of her electability in a general election.
You mean Biden versus Haley?
No.
Trump versus Haley.
When you look at how he polls and she polls, I think this talk of, I know that it looks like he's going to be the one, but if I were a Republican voter looking out there right now, I'd be looking at her because she could beat Biden bigger than Trump could.
But she's polling at like 5% or less.
I know, but that the numbers in which she cleared him, if you're just looking at primaries, fine. But I think that's really short-sighted. They should be looking at general elections.
Right.
And that's how you get the primaries. Yeah.
Well,
correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't she old? Isn't that what Don Lemon said about Nikki Haley? Isn't she old? Oh, man, that was the beginning of the end for that clown, wasn't it? Where is old Don Lemon? So, according to Sarah Haynes, the Democrats have as a campaign strategy to have bad polling. Yeah, it's not legit. It isn't that the people are really struggling with this. No, it's a campaign strategy to have bad polling. And but here's the problem. She says, what happens after Joe Biden? You know, because you can't just jump over Harris.
That is the strategy to jump over Harris, and we're going to pivot back to Gavin Newsom here in a bit. But she says the biggest thing is Donald Trump and Nikki Haley. I mean, if look at what happens if Nikki Haley gets the nod. Well, Joe Biden, if you think he's got bad problems running against Donald Trump, wait till Nikki Haley gets in. What's she polling at 9%? What's her name says? Hoskin says, well, she's polling at like 5% in the Republican primary. So she's the one that may be the... Can you just... I mean, look at the strategy here. We're going to make Nikki Haley. We're going to make her the one to beat. I guess they figure we're too stupid and we won't figure it out. Well, nice try. I do want to pivot back to the Gavin Newsom saga, because I mentioned the other day, Fetterman made a comment that Gavin Newsom is playing games. He's gutless. He called him gutless. He's too chicken to get into the race officially, so he's just waiting in the wings. And to be honest with you, Gavin Newsom is a typical Democrat. He covets your wife, but he'll never say anything. But boy, the minute he's in the kitchen by himself, he's going to throw a little hint. I'm interested. He's that guy. He covets your job. He's not going to directly do it, but he's going to nuzzle up to your boss and eventually get you fired. He's going to use something you confide in him. Maybe you drink a little bit too much on the weekends or something. Gavin's going to tell your boss. He's that guy. But he wants to run the country. And he wants people to believe, no, I'm all in for Joe Biden. Joe Biden is an amazing, oh my gosh, let me explain to you Joe Biden.
You're a sitting governor. I have a former sitting governor at home. And when I would talk about helping the national, I'd say, well, be careful because there's a line. If you believe it that much, then it should be you. And that's how I feel about you, Gov, which is I get that you want to help your team.
Yeah.
But why not you? If you really care that much about the issues, I know you say you're not running, which is unusual to put a period at it.
Yeah. Exclamation
why, if you
point.
Care... Why don't you run?
Because I believe in this guy. Actually, you know why?
You think Joe Biden is the best the Democrats can do?
And I hope you can differentiate because your BS meter is one of the best because you've been around this all your life.
I want to pause it there for just a second. Period! Exclamation point! I'm not running. I'm not running. And when he goes into the rest of this, and you've heard this clip on the show before, when he goes into the rest of this, I don't know about you, but I got to raise my pants legs up and hold my shoes because I don't want to get this excrement on me. This is about to be the biggest crock of BS. I mean, it'll make an elephant mound of dung look like rat poop. Okay, this is some BS. And Gavin Newsom's so funny because he's always so complimentary. Oh, you know, you of all people, you know the BS meter. When a guy's about to give you a bunch of BS, he then says, you know the BS meter. You are the guy, the purveyor of it. You are the calibrator of the BS. And you know what I'm about to say is full of BS. It's unbelievable. I'm not running. This guy waits in the wings like a voyeur. I mean, he's in the closet watching the action. But he wants to pretend that he's not worthy. But here's what he goes on. You've heard this, but here's what he goes on to say about Joe Biden.
I don't like this guy. I have deep respect, reverence for Joe Biden as a person, his character, his decency, and his capacity to do great things. That's why I'm not worthy of that conversation. This guy deserves it. And we, as members of the party, deserve to have his back more forcefully. And none of the nonsense. All this, these quiet conversations you've been in, we've all been in. Folks talking about the back that become headlines. And we're all chasing that right now. We got to get on the team. We got to get this guy reelected. And we got to stop all the navel gazing and the hand wringing and all the behind the scenes quiet conversations off the record that tend to find their way into the press as, you know, sources, you know, close to.
The logic.
The reason why I love this clip is because Gavin Newsom, like Anna Navarro earlier, is tipping the hand. I ask this simple question. If he's so popular, why are you having to sell him? Why are you begging people to listen? Look at what he's done. Look at what he's done. He's done all this and you don't even recognize. No, because you know what I do recognize? I recognize those high grocery prices, those high gas prices, inability to afford my rent, inability to afford my medicines. my job not keeping up with inflation. And also recognize that you keep rewarding clowns, rewarding fools. $196 billion has been given to Ukraine is what I read. $196 billion. We're talking about a significant amount of money. And you know what Zelensky wants now? $60 billion more. Now, I already told you guys, the GDP of Ukraine in 2022, I believe, was $156 billion. We bought the country. Joe Biden entered us into a war, and you want to know why? Because he's corrupt. And oh, by the way, coming back to what Gavin Newsom said, I respect the guy. All these people that have all this utmost respect, you want to know why you can't make progress in finding out what Joe Biden's really done? They all respect him. And when they find out that he's a crook, what happens to all of them that who respected him? What do they say? These are, like I said, invest in crow because there's going to be a lot of people eating it. The minute they start subpoenaing Joe Biden, James Biden, Frank Biden, Hunter Biden, these people are going to go down in flames. And everybody who stood for him, who vouched for him, will go down with him. His character and his decency. That's the first thing that Gavin Newsom said. Then he went on to say this, I don't deserve it. Do you think he believes? He's talking about the presidency. I don't deserve it. I haven't done enough to be to have that kind of character and decency. On that, I agree. Gavin Newsom is not a person of character or a person of decency. He's a stone-stepping, egomaniac narcissist who can't wait to get his hands on your pocketbook and the power that comes with it. And that is the most dangerous politician on the planet. He's been planning to be president since he uttered his first words. And everybody around him wanted to make him that because he's the good-looking guy. That's all it takes for Democrats.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, folks, Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about the battle of ideas. Do you feel like a loser? Well, if you do, it's time to change the way you think. But it's almost impossible to do that when you're bombarded with negativity. And the people who claim to represent you seem to always side against you. Well, you can do something different. And it's already begun. The Kevin Jackson Network showcases the real America. We blend pop culture and entertainment to bring you the good news about America. And that good news is you. Visit our website, read our articles, watch our videos, continue listening to this show, and spread the message to others. Check out our merch. And if you're really inspired, make a financial gift. Help us continue to spread a message of inspiration and hope. You are important to us. You're important to the country. You're important to the world. So please visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com and make a...
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck. that accidentally started a wildfire. Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite works working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
There's just a lot of concern about the age issue, and that is something that I think he needs to ponder. Just do a check and say, is this the right thing to do? So he just has to ask himself, is this the best path? I suspect that he will say yes, but time is fleeting here, and this is probably the last moment for him to do that check. And it's probably good if he does.
Democrats are scared. Time is fleeting. Joe Biden needs to be out. And that's why I keep telling you guys, expect an announcement before the end of the year that Joe Biden is out. They won't have time to rally the troops because they got to get over the hump of jumping over the black sister girl. Then they got to try to act as if they want to have an actual primary when the heir apparent's already been selected, and that's Gavin Newsom. But let me say this. Age is not the issue. Their age is not the issue. With the competency is the issue. They know that Joe Biden, that his physical and mental capacity is diminished, and that's what scares him to death. It's not just his age. It's that his age is showing. Welcome, Kevin Jackson, to you listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Democrats are in a panic. And you got to love it. If you're a conservative who's been warning them the whole time, what are you guys doing? You understand you're panicked, and you have every reason to be. People have awakened to what's going on here. They know this is more than just about age. Donald Trump's going to be 80, maybe even be 80. But he doesn't look it. Have you met people that are in their 80s and you're like, wow, I would have never guessed? Well, that's what's going on. Do a check. The competency issue is Joe Biden's issue. And guess, you want to do a check? Let's look at the war in Ukraine. Let's look at the war in Israel that was funded by Joe Biden. The war on terror that's coming to America. Let's look at the state of the world. Let's look at the problems that people are experiencing in America that are a direct result of Joe Biden's policies. Excuse me. His border policy. His crime policy. His economic policies are, I mean, when you think about how things add on top of each other, if you're not paying your bills, you get desperate. Desperation leads to things that you don't, you know, you probably wouldn't do otherwise. This is what's happening with people. And they want to kick the can down the road. They want to act like, oh, no, Joe Biden, he's a great guy. He's a stand-up guy. He's a man of character and decency.
Joe Biden is the president.
Yeah.
And so the expectation and the sort of referendum is on the incumbent.
Yeah.
Is there a danger in telling people what the stats are and making them feel like they shouldn't feel as bad as they do?
No, I think you have to. I mean, you got to feel people's pain. You got to acknowledge that. That's why I began talking about how traumatized and polarized we've been. Mm-hmm. I've been talking about that stacking of stress. And I've been talking about the distress people are feeling. And that sense of dislocation, disequilibrium, this notion that we are, you know, we're more disconnected in our politics. You see it on the nightly news. That stress and frustration that we haven't come to grips with, all of that's real. And I think that is making it more challenging.
Yeah.
So one cannot deny that. At the same time, you can't deny the facts in terms of the policies this administration has successfully advanced, not the rhetoric, not the assertions, but the paradigms they're proving in terms of.
What's interesting about that particular clip is that's Gavin Newsom admitting that Joe Biden has created this angst, all these things. He's not saying it. He's essentially saying, look, you got to feel it. You got to understand what people are going through, but they're the ones with the problem. I mean, don't they know how great they have it? That's not going to sell. People are not going to be happy to be told what I feel is dismissed. He's dismissing you. But then they get to the crux of the age issue comes up. And I want you to hear how Gavin Newsom handles this line of questioning.
There is something else that Americans are concerned about. A new CBS News poll shows only one third of American voters think that Joe Biden will stay in office through a second term. I know you are downplaying concerns about his age.
Yep.
But do you believe that voters don't have any reason to be concerned that he would be 86 years old by the end of the second term?
Voters have every right to be concerned. But I remember Bobby Kennedy said it best, that what the world needs are the qualities of youth.
See, here's
not a time of life, but a state of mind. A quality
state
of imagination.
Yikes.
I mean this. I couldn't imagine 3 years ago that this president could accomplish so much in such a short period of time. I mean, if this political season is all about a celebrity, with all due respect, we had a celebrity for 4 years. It didn't go well.
Oh, yeah, it did.
And so I want a seasoned pro that knows how to get things done. I'm a little old-fashioned. I want a guy who produces results. And the results are in. It's been a masterclass. There's simply no administration
in my life. He uses that term a lot.
It's been more effective producing more substantive results. That Science and CHIPS Act, the investments that we're making, historic
same
investments
talking
in infrastructure. I'm seeing it firsthand, and the American people are starting to experience it, and that's what we get to do. Here's the point.
Yeah, that CHIPS Act's really helping American people.
And we haven't even started the campaign. This reelect is just.
And you think he's going to be able to convince the American people that he has the vitality?
Here it comes.
To handle a second term.
It's about bringing a team together. That's his job and responsibility as the head of our party. But it's not just about one guy or gal on the white horse that's going to come save the day for everybody. It's a responsibility of the entire party. I was with members of the party in Chicago a couple days ago at the DNC. It's our collective responsibility, all levels of government, city council members, county supervisors, mayors, governors, all of us to make the case, certainly members of Congress, to celebrate the successes of the administration and promote the promises of tomorrow. And I think the great opportunity for the Biden administration and for the president himself is to paint a picture of a brighter tomorrow and address these legitimate anxieties the American people are feeling and make the case for a second term, not just the case for the success of the first.
A brighter tomorrow. Tomorrow! Tomorrow! I'll love you tomorrow, but I'm going to hate you today. Look, again, BS meter, I hope you had your trousers rolled up and you were, you know, walking around barefoot because you got some crap on your feet if you were listening to that. Welcome back, everybody. Pardon me, Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Gavin Newsom making the case, and what's funny, he always lists the CHIPS Act and the reduction of the COVID deficit, both of which are blatant lies. I mean, the CHIPS Act, phenomenal, great. What's that going to do for me? That means we're going to move the manufacturing from Taiwan of chip manufacturing back to the United States. Guess what? Donald Trump is already doing that. There's nothing new in this equation, nothing new to the party. And Gavin Newsom knows it. He pretends, well, you know, the public will make the statement about age, but age is just a number. It's a state of mind. Yeah, a demented mind. Joe Biden's not getting any better physically, and he's not getting any better mentally. But Gavin Newsom, oh, man, he's deferential. Oh, come on, I'm the cool cat. I'm not deserving. As he knows, he's posturing to get it. Remember what Barack Obama said? He said, I'm not prepared to be president. I'm not ready. But I'll run. I'll take it. If you'll elect me, I'll do it. But he's not prepared. These people lie through their teeth. That is what they do professionally. Gavin Newsom knew he was going to run for president when he was 5 years old. And it's his lifelong dream. Go look at his bucket list. Go read his diary. Go get on his Facebook page or whatever pages that existed when he was coming up. Guarantee you, this guy was already prepped. He reminds me of the guy when he ran for governor. I told everybody in Missouri, don't vote for this guy. And he ran for governor, and it turned out he had his, I'm not going to say his name, but he had his name for governor, his name for Congress, his name for senator, and his name for president. Already bought the websites. You can bet Gavin Newsom owns the website to Gavin Newsom for president, or something close to that. Guarantee you, somebody around him owns it, if he doesn't himself. I could play a lot of other clips. We have other ones, but we'll probably save them for the next hour because I don't have time. They're too long. But I think you get the picture. The Democrats are in big trouble. And by the way, we haven't even gotten into the issues related. They don't ask Gavin Newsom about Joe Biden's problems with, you know, these checks and being the big guy and the scandals. Notice the setup question for Gavin Newsom are things that, his Biden's age, his ability, and Gavin Newsom's always deferential. But as I mentioned, he always also brings up decency and character. How are you going to step away? The other thing is, if Joe Biden, for whatever reason, if they can't force him out, and Gavin Newsom is forced to declare, how will that play out?
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.